请我们翻到哥林多前书。
Turn to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 12.
第二十五节
，Verse 25。
我们只取其中一句话，就是免得身上分门别类。
Just one phrase, so that there may be no divisions in the body.
我再读一遍，免得身上分门别类。
So that there may be no divisions in the body.
我们这次晚上，昨天晚上跟今天，我们小小的聚会有一个主题。就是免得分门别类。
Last night and today, we would like to look at this topic so that there may be no divisions.
我们低头再用简单的祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你又召集我们在这里，我们一同来读你自己的话。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us so that we can read your word.
我们也温习你在历史上做了多少的工作。
So we also review, Lord, what you have done in history. Lord, we want to learn less spiritual lessons from history. So, Lord, in this short time, we have a true receiving from you.
虽然这只是三次这样小小的聚会，但能够影响我们的一生。
Lord, that these three short times, Lord, may impact our whole lives.
也许也能影响你在这里的聚会和见证。
And may also impact the meeting and the testimony here.
听我们在里面的祷告。
Hear our prayer before you.
把荣耀感谢都归给你。
Glory and honor to you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' dear name.
Amen.我想到现在弟兄姊妹都知道说我们这个周末聚集的目的就是一同要来看从历史里面来看基督是分开的吗
So brothers and sisters should know that this time we are here to look at whether Christ is divided.
基督乃是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
整个身体的丰富是元首的丰富。
The riches of the body is the riches of the head.
基督不能分开因为神储蓄在元首在头里面的丰富是不可以分开。
Christ cannot be divided because the fullness in the Godhead cannot be divided.
一分开我们就贫穷了。
Divided, it will become poor.
圣灵的目的就是要把在元首里面所有的丰富源源不断地赏给他的身体。
The Holy Spirit's work is to impart the fullness of the Godhead to the body.
基督不能分开。
Christ cannot be divided.
而且身体也不能分门别类。
And the body cannot be divided.
什么叫分门别类？
What does it mean for there to be division?
在身体以外的谈不到什么分门别类。
Outside the body can't really talk about division.
圣灵这里所注意的是在身体上分门别类。
The Holy Spirit pays special attention to the division in the body.
一个人喝醉酒得罪他的身体。
When someone becomes drunk, sins against his body.
喝酒所犯的罪是得罪他身体的罪。
So the drinking sin is against his own body.
基督徒会犯个人的罪。
Christians will commit individual sins.
基督徒也会犯团体的罪。
Christians also commit corporate sins.
什么时候我们得罪身体？
Whenever we sin against the body.
什么时候我们的身体上分门别类？
When we are divided in the body.
你看见不止元首的丰富慢慢慢慢的失散了。
Slowly the life of the head is sifted out.
这个身体慢慢就开始枯萎了。
Slowly this body becomes dry.
慢慢在我们身上就显出一些死亡的光。
And slowly you'll see death in the body.
这岂不是今天教会的情形？
Isn't this the condition of the church today?
所以现在我们要问，
So now we want to ask,
这是怎么回事？
How did this happen?
我们一生下来，我们一蒙恩得救，我们叫神的家，是生到神的家里不错。
So we were born into the family of God.
但这个家已经四分五裂。
But this family was already divided.
我们一生下来不错，这是可爱的家。
So this is a lovely home.
但是我们也知道说这个家已经分散了。
But we also know that this home is divided.
那我们要问说这个家是怎么分散？
Now how was this house divided?
多少年来 经过多少年的历史，结果变成今天的光景。
So for many years of history, now it developed into the condition.
所以我们要问说，到底是怎么来的
？So we want to ask, how did this happen?
我们怎么变成这么多宗派
？How did we become so many denominations?
怎么到今天全世界有38,000个宗派
How come until today there's 38,000 different denominations?
这怎么可能呢
How is it possible?
如果一个身体分成38,000块的话
If a body is divided into 38,000
你还叫它做基督的身体吗
Can you call it the body of Christ?
但的确是如此
But truly it was
2001的统计
According to the recording in 2001
我们知道全世界一共有38,000个宗派，大大小小的。
You know, in the whole world, there are 38,000 denominations.
同样是长老会。
Same way, it's the same Presbyterian church.
有讲台湾话的。
There's the Taiwanese Presbyterian church.
有讲普通话的。
Those that speak Mandarin.
有讲广东话的。
Those that speak Cantonese.
有讲温州话的。
温州话。
你分一块，我也分一块。
You divide one part, I divide one part.
我不能和你交通，你也不能和我交通。
I cannot have fellowship with you, neither can you with me.
你想想看。
Think about it.
当我们从天上来看今天的教会落到什么样的情况
So as we look at the condition of the church from heaven
你不要说分成三万八千块
Don't say you're divided into 38,000
如果我们身体上能分两部分三部分我们已经很悲哀了
If we, our own bodies divide ourselves into two or three parts it's already a tragic
中风的时候有一半是动的有一半是不动的
Some people when they get a strokeHalf of their body is paralyzed.
身体可以分开的吗
the body, Can the body be divided?
上身跟下身可以分开的吗
Can the top of the body be divided from the bottom of the body?
头可以分开的吗
The finger, can it be separated from the head?
这就是今天的情形
But this is the condition today.
所以如果你只讲说教会就是普通一个像社团一样
So if you say that the church is nothing but a club,
我们分成一个团一个团
so you have this club and that club.
我们分成一个 group 一个 group, 这个都可以的。
You have this group and that group.
这个最多就是说我们有很多不同的群不同的团就是了。
So you'll say these are different groupings, that's all.
这个可以都说得过去。
You can say it's this way.
但是讲了基督的身体。
So when you speak about the body of Christ,
你想想看
describe
基督身体有一个。
The body of Christ is only one.
谁把它分成好像38,000个
Who divided into 38,000 pieces?
谁来负这个责任
Who is responsible?
怎么会变成今天这个情
况 How did it develop into such a situation?
今天来聚集的时候
So as we meet today
我们是不是在这个混乱的情形里我们在增加更多的混乱
So in this confusion to it,
我们到底应该怎么样来做
How are we to respond?
我想这点常识我们需要有
I think we have to have this common sense
我们为什么这样聚会
Why do we meet this way?
为什么好像在已经三万八千个了
So there are already 38,000
那为什么今天再加上38,001个
So why it became 38,001
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们如果不明白历史
If we don't understand history
我们就没有答案
Then we have no answer
所以我们要从历史上来得到答案
So we have to learn the answer from history
但这个历史是2000年的历史
But this history is a 2000 year old history
所以昨天我们说过了我们要把它弄简单一点
So yesterday we said we want to simplify it
所以我们从马丁路德开始
So we started from Martin Luther
我们说过马丁路刚开始从来没有想到教会的问题
So when Martin Luther started he never thought about the church
他只想到自己的问题
He only thought about his own problem
他自己怎么能蒙恩得救
How could he be saved
他自己怎么能够免去神的愤怒
How could he escape the wrath of God
感谢主
Thank the Lord
因为这个缘故
Because of this
他找到了根基
He found a foundation
他才知道说神的话才是最后的
He knows that the word of God is the last word
多少年来教会在那里说话
So many years the church was speaking
教会告诉他说你把赎罪券就可以了你罪就可以很多的罪就可以得到
The church was telling them you can buy indulgences and your sins
教会告诉他你拜玛利亚就可以了
They said you can worship Mary
你念玫瑰经就可以了
You can read the rosary
然后呢你要取许多的善事你要积很多的功德就可以了
You have to earn many good merits and good works
你要做多少的事你要然后最后你才能够得着天
So you have to do many things then you can gain heaven
弟兄姊妹都是教会怎么说的
It's all what the church is
慢慢他看见了
So now he started to
see.
What did the word of God say?
他找到神的话乃是最高的权。
He found that the word of God is the highest authority.
他根据神的话，他找到说人称义是因着相信。
So he found that according to the word of God, the righteous is justified by faith.
在1517年10月31号的那一天。
So 1517, October 31st.
那天在教会历史上是一个可纪念的日子。
That day is a memorable day in the church history.
你看见吗？那天叫做改革日 ，the Day of Reformation.
That day is called the Day of Reformation.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为从那天开始。
Because from that day on.
你看见主不止开了。马丁路德的眼睛
The Lord not only opened the eyes of Martin Luther,
他也开了许多的眼睛
He opened many people's eyes.
本来教会长期在黑暗里面
So the church was in darkness.
那天我们看见黎明，看见曙光
That day we saw the day dawn.
是马丁路德把教会带到一个地步，叫我们能看见那个曙光
Martin Luther brought the church to a condition where we started to see.
所以两个重大的发现
So two discoveries he had.
第一个是公开的圣，一个圣公开的圣经
One is an open Bible.
那第二个就是因信称义
The second is the justification by faith.
一个是客观的
One is objective.
一个是主观的
One is subjective.
一个是真理，一个是经历
One is truth, one is experience.
所以感谢主
So thank you, Lord.
根据真理
According to this truth.
我们有了信心的经历
We have the experience of faith.
马丁路德得救了。
Martin Luther was saved.
我们这些也得救了。
We have also been saved.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这实在那个日子是划时代，是实在是难忘的日子。
That day is an unforgettable evening.
但是不止如此。
The day.
从那里再经过三年之内。
But after that, 3.5 years.
马丁路德的光就从天上完全倾倒下来了。
The light came from down from heaven upon Martin Luther.
更多一点。
He saw more.
我们已经说过了。
We already said.
他得着他老师的帮助。
He gained help from his teacher.
本来他老师知道他是爱主不错。
So his teacher knew that he loved the Lord.
他一直往里面看。
But he kept on looking inward.
他越看自己越不像样。
The more he looked inward, the more he thought he wasn't right.
越看他得救越不希望。
The more he felt that salvation was hopeless.
越看神越生他的气。
The more he looked at God, the more he thought he was angry at him.
Then
his master told him.
那个修道院的主持告诉他说。
And then the responsible of the monastery told him. God is not angry at you.
是你一直生神的气。
You're angry at God.
你对自己没有把握。
You're not sure of yourself.
所以那个主持帮助他。
So that organizer helped him.
你要读圣经。
You have to read the Bible.
你不要把心思一直注意你自己。
Don't keep on looking at yourself.
你要把主的话，你要把你心思放在圣经。
You have to put your thoughts into the Bible.
你的心思一在神的话上。
The more your thoughts are on the Bible.
你就从你里边拯救出来。
So you can be delivered from yourself.
一点没有错。
It's true.
他现在明白了。
Now he understood.
他是怎么得救的。
How was he saved?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是个太大的亮光了。
This is a big, great light.
但是呢，他越读圣经，越读圣经。
The more he studied the Bible.
才发现说。
Then he discovered.
原来教会已经被掳了。
That the church was already deported.
为什么他长期做天主教徒、罗马教徒，他居然看不见你的光呢？
Why was he a long time Catholic, but he couldn't see light?
因为整个教会就像当时圣经所说的，被掳到巴比伦。
Because the whole church was deported to Babylon.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故，
because of this,
现在他看见光了。
Now he saw the light.
他还看见一个很重要的亮光。
He saw an important light.
就是每一个基督徒都是祭司。
That every Christian is a priest.
每一个人与主之间、与神之间没有居间的祭司。
Everyone should not have another layer between him and God.
每一个人都可以直接来到神里面。
Everyone can come directly to the presence.
每一个人都能像神的朋友一样与主有亲密的交通。
Everyone can have wonderful fellowship with the Lord.
所以想想看。
So think about it.
就在那个三年之内。
In those 3 years,
你看见马丁路德得的启示是空前的。
So the revelation that Martin Luther received was none like before.
一天到晚想着玛利亚，一天到晚想这个想这个认罪、想炼狱、想赎罪券的人。你看整个人的释放。
Someone who thought daily of Mary, indulgences, merits, and sin, all of this, someone was set free.
因为天父的儿子若让我们得着自由，我们就真自由了。
Because if the Son will set us free, we are free indeed.
马丁路德自由了。
When Martin Luther was free.
现在主把天上亮光给他。
Then the Lord gave him the heavenly light.
那么每一个人都是祭司，这什么意思
？Now everyone being a priest, what does that mean?
这一点不一样了。
This is different.
讲了一信称义是个人的。
Now justification by faith is individual.
讲到在教会里每一个人都是祭司，这就是团体的。
So everyone is a priest, that is something corporate.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这就是说说,你们都是弟兄。
This is saying, the Lord saying, you are all brothers.
明白吗,弟兄姊妹?
Remember?
我们每个人都是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
换另外一句话说。
In other words,
我们既然是基督身体里面的肢体。
If we are members of the body of Christ,
我们就互相做肢体。
So then we become members unto another.
每一个肢体都是连元首的。
Every member is connected to the head.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。如果每一个人都做肢体的话
If everyone is a member,
每一个肢体都应该动
every member should be their
整个基督的身体就动起来了
the body of Christ must move.
所以弟兄姊妹
the brothers and
sisters, 这个光是什么亮光呢
What is this light?
这就给我们看见说本来坐在罗马宝座和那位是基督的元首
So the one who was on the
坐在罗马宝座上的是教会的元首。
Oh, they discovered that the Pope that was sitting on the throne in the Roman Catholic Church is not the head.
那个头是罗马人。
That head was a Roman.
那个头是在罗马坐在最高的位置上的。
He was the highest place in the Roman Empire.
所以整个罗马教会变成他的身体。
So the whole Roman Catholic Church became his body.
现在你明白吗
？Now you see.
但是现在马丁路德所看见的。
So but what Martin Luther saw now.
如果讲圣经的话
，If you talk about the Bible.
基督是元首。
Christ is the head.
如果你讲圣经的话
，If you talk about the Bible.
那么好了，弟兄姊妹，如果我们互相做肢体的话
，If we are members.One unto another.
这不是基督的身体是什么
Isn't this the body of Christ? What is it?
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
你不要以为说我们今天才看见这个亮光的
Don't think that we see this light only today.
在马丁路德那个时候
During the time of Martin Luther,
当我们主把光给他们的给马丁路德的时候
When the Lord gave the light to Martin Luther,
不是让他认识基督也让他认识教会
Not only allow him to know Christ, but the church.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
在那三年到五年之内
In those 3 to 5 years,
那光已经很明亮很明亮
The light was very bright.
我们总共只有三个钟头。
We only have 3 hours.
昨天我们讲马丁路德就讲了一个多钟头，两个钟头。
So we spoke of Martin Luther 2 hours.
那么为什么这样做呢
？Why do we do this?
因为这整个圣灵工作的开始。
Because this is the whole work of the start of the whole work of the Holy Spirit.
我们现在不要讲回到五旬节，不要讲那么远。
Let's not go back all the way back to the Pentecost.
我们看圣灵借着马丁路德是做的。
We see what the Holy Spirit did through Martin Luther.
其实就是把我们带回到圣经里面去。
So it's all to bring us back to the Bible.
现在明白吗？
Now you understand?
这个话是不会错的。
The word of God is not unmistakable.
也没有错的。
The revelation of God is unmistakable.
现在我们整个的故事从那里开始。
So the whole story started there.
但是经过了400年。
After 400 years.
怎么会变成今天的情形
？How did it become condition of today?
明白吗
？You see that?
现在我们要问是到底怎么开始的
？So we have to ask, how did this start?
今天有路德会。
Today you have the Lutheran Church.
长老会。
Presbyterian Church.
圣信会。
Baptist Church.
有神召会。
Assembly of God.
有弟兄会。
Brethren.
有贵格会。
Quakers,
有拿撒勒人会
the Nazarenes,
有这么多的会
so there's so many meanings.
这是怎么回事呢
How did this happen?
所以我们需要把整个历史很快大概看一下
So we'll quickly look at the history.
好了我们讲过那个源头我们要清楚了
So we know that the origin we were clear.
马丁路德自己没有想到要离开。
Martin Luther never thought he would want to leave the Roman Catholic Church.
他就像当初罗德一样。
He's just like Locke.
你记得吗？他马丁路德进了修道院，他就离开了世界，把世界远远丢在背后。
After Martin Luther, he entered the monastery. He left the world behind.
他不知道他进入另外一个世界。
He didn't know that he entered into another world.
像索多玛、俄摩拉一样。
Just like Sodom and Gomorrah.
他舍不得离开。
He didn't want to leave.
他有太多的感情。
He had too many feelings for it.
他有太多的历史。
He had too much history.
你要他从里面离开，这是不可思议的。
If you wanted him to leave that, it's impossible.Think about it.
根据他们的教训，离开教会就没有救恩呢。
According to their teaching, leaving the church you have no salvation.
所以，马丁路德被教会开除的话
，So if Martin Luther was excommunicated,
背后不是一个咒诅
，It's not one curse,
是24个咒诅
There's 24 curses behind it.
你怎么受得了
？How can you?
你从此要永远灭亡。
You eternally perish.
马丁路德敢吗？
Did Martin Luther dare?
他的眼睛在敢吗？
If the Lord didn't open his eyes, did he dare?
所以为什么马丁路德是那么勇敢的人？
Why was Martin Luther so bold?
马丁路德有缺点。
Martin Luther had problems.
有软弱。
He had weakness.
他喜欢喝啤酒。
He liked to drink beer.
不要忘记，在德国啤酒是每个人都喝，当水一样喝。
So in Germany, everybody drinks beer like water.
做学生都穷得不得了。
If you're a student, you're poor.
所以你就喝一点啤酒，可以好像这个填满一点肚子。
So when you drink beer, as if you're filling your stomach.
所以马丁路德一点。
So Martin Luther wasn't perfect, but the Lord used Martin Luther. He was very strong.
So brothers,
he dared not leave the church.
He
didn't have the boldness.
Brothers,
not only were people trying to kill him, They wanted to take him to Rome. So you should speak what you have thought before the Pope. He knew that if he went, he would never come back. But coincidentally, the German king.
Elector King 叫做选侯
He's an electric king
我们中国不是很多诸侯吗那么这个叫做选侯
This is an electric king
那为什么叫选侯呢
Why is he called an electric king
因为那个时候啊这个皇帝那个时候神圣罗马帝国德国那个整个欧洲的皇帝呢是要选的票选的
So at that time the kings were actually voted in
那么然后根据票选的结果呢然后这个教皇呢就封他做神圣罗马帝国的。
Once they won the votes, then the Pope would establish him as the king.
所以你就知道说，每一个这个一个地，每一个你只要有一块土地，你就有资格选举。
So if you have a piece of land, you had the right to vote.
所以大概整个这个罗马帝国，整个这个神圣罗马帝国大概有七张票。
So in the whole Roman Empire, there are 7 votes.
那刚好这个德国这个王，这个德国王呢，他是个选侯。
So this elector king in Germany.
所以呢，这个教皇一定要买这些选侯的账。
So this pope has to satisfy the desires of these.
那么刚好那一年呢，有三个候选人。
So there were three candidates.
这个教皇所看重的有三个，一个叫查理五世。
So there was a Charlie, the Charles V.
后来真的做了皇帝了。
He became the king.
但是还一共三个选侯，三个候选人。
There are three candidates.
其中有一个就是德国这个。
One of them was the German one.
The Elector King, 他叫做OK. 那么然后呢？那么在教皇的心目中喜欢谁呢？
Well, now who did the Pope like?
他希望这个做皇帝。
He wanted this German one to be king.
所以你想想看。
So think about it.
等到教皇要招马丁路德去的时候。
So when the Pope called Martin Luther to go,
马丁路德知道这去一定不会回来。
Martin Luther knew that if he went, he would not return.
那是一定，所以不要说离开教会没有罪，你只要还没有，你只要定罪说你是异端，你一定死定了。
So at that time, no matter leaving the church, if you were heretic, you would be put to death.
没有人能扭转这个局面。
No one could change the situation.
但是幸好，这个我们说过了，这个选侯是他创办了威丁堡大学的。
So this Elector King, he was the one who founded the Wittenberg University.
马丁路德是那里面的教授。
And Martin Luther was the professor there.
本来威丁堡是什么也不是的地方。
Wittenberg was an unknown place.
现在因为马丁路德，很多人都愿意到那里来读大学。
Because of Martin Luther, many people wanted to come to the university.
所以虽然这个选侯很迷信。
So even though this Elector King was very superstitious.
他不是收集了他5000多个 relics 吗
？Then he collect 5000 relics.
所以你就晓得说他是非常迷信天主教。
So he was a superstitious Catholic.
但是呢，不要忘记，
But don't forget,
他也爱护马丁路德。
But he loved Martin Luther.
所以他一句话问题就解决了。
So he just had to say one word and it would be taken care of.
所以马丁路德所以能活着。
So Martin Luther could live.
谁保护他的呢？
Who protected him?
是这个选侯来保护他。
It was this Elector King.
刚好选侯被这个教皇看上了，要希望他能做大皇帝的。
So this Pope really liked this Elector King, and all just happened at the same time.
所以你想什么他都听。
So whatever you said, he would listen.
所以你看见吗?
So you see this?
神特别安排了这个人来保护他。
The Lord arranged for this person to protect her.
他自己不要从索多玛、俄摩拉出来。
He didn't want to leave Sodom and Gomorrah.
神就打发天使把他从里面拉出来。
So the Lord sent an angel to take him out of it.
所以三年以后。
So 3 years later.
你知道吗?等到这个开除他的诏书发放下来的时候。
So the
B-O-O-L-L
Okay, this bull was basically a declaration from the Pope came out
要开除他,
to excommunicate Martin Luther.
等到他收到的时候,
when he received it,
他就和他的学生啊,就到东门口外面去。
So him and his students went to the eastern gate.
然后在那里呢,他就把所有的诏书还有所有一些的东西统统把它烧掉了。
So he took all of those accusations and books,
他带着,
declarations,
带着,
and burned them. He took the students and burned
them. 所以就他自己来讲。
So according to himself,
那一天他当然宣布他就脱离了整个罗马的教。
So that day he said he left the Roman Catholic Church.
所以一点办法也没有。
So people couldn't do anything.
那怎么办呢?
What did they do?
所以最后呢皇帝就下了个诏书要开一个全国性的会议。
So the Elector King established a national meeting.
所以一个叫 Worms Diet, 在 Worms 那个地方然后把所有这个全国里最重要的领袖统统聚在一起。
So when this Worms place, they gathered all of the leaders.
所有政治界最重要的人。
All the most important politicians.
所有宗教最重要的人。
Most important people in the religious world.
统统聚在一起。
They all gathered together.
那马丁路德靠着主的恩典。
Now according to the grace of the Lord, Martin Luther was able to stand in the midst.
他们要他撤回他所有的著作。
They wanted him to remove all his writings.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
人到底有软弱。
So man is weak.
当你面对这样的一个权势的面前。
When you face such a power.
他请求他们给他。一天的时间。
So they asked him. So he asked them to give him one day.
他好像以斯帖一样。
He's just like Esther.
请你把明天赏给我。
Can you give me tomorrow?
结果到第二天。
So the next day.
主给他恩典。
The Lord gave him grace.
结果他说，我不能够违背我良心收回这些东西。
So I cannot, against my conscience, take all of these writings.
除非你们能证明说这是不合乎圣经。
Unless you say that this is not according to the Bible.
我不能够撤回。
I cannot take it back.
我只能够这样的为主站住。
I can only stand for the Lord this way.
他说 Here I stand.
Here I stand.
然后就完了。
And that's it.
那这个时候很明显，他就被宣告说是异端，没有问题。
So they declared that he was a heresy.
不过呢，他们给他60天的时间。
But they gave him 60 days.
60天之内是安全的。
So you're safe for 60 days.
60天以后，因为他是异端的缘故。
After 60 days, because he was a heresy.
任何一个人都可以杀他。
Anybody could kill him.
你知道吗？这个皇帝已经颁布这个命令了。
So the Elector King has already gave out this command.
结果他从 Worms 那个地方他就回去了。
So from Worms he returned.
当他回头走的时候。
When he returned.
他经过一个森林。
He went through a forest.
结果他没有想到被绑票了。
So he was kidnapped.
他被蒙上脸。
So he was blindfolded.
然后就被送到一个很高的一个上面一个古堡那里去。
So he was sent into a castle.
那个就是 Wasburg 古堡，就一个很高的地方的古堡。
So a castle in Wasburg.
他从小的时候。
Since he was little.
他就是山底下受教育。
He was trained at the foot of the hill.
他受教育的那个学校跟巴哈跟歌德是同样一个学校的。
So that the school that he went to was the same as the
Bach.
Okay, Bach.
还有那个文豪歌德。歌德。
Okay.
Yeah, 就是他们同样一个学校。
The same school as.
所以他那个学校就像今天的哈佛，像今天的剑桥一样。
The school is just like Harvard and Cambridge.
但是他有没有想，他根本就没有想到。
He never imagined.
他虽然小时候曾经在那个地方，在那在啊、在那里待，在那个城 Eisenach 那个地方待过。
So he had stayed in that place when he was young.
他从来没有想到说有一天。
He never imagined one day.
他居然被绑票绑到那个很高，就在高山在山上的一个古堡里。
He never thought he'd be kidnapped into this high palace.
结果在那里他就度过了十个月。
So there he spent 10 months.
啊，原来那个选侯特别派人把他劫持去。
So this electric king sent somebody to kidnap him.
他换了个名字。
He changed his name.
他一天到晚要配一些配剑，他变成个武士。
So he became a knight.
那这样的人家就不知道他是马丁路德。
So no one knew that he was Martin Luther.
所以呢，有的人以为他死了，有的人不知道怎样，不知道反正就失踪了。
So,
那这样，他们你知道，他就把他们就把他隐藏了十个月。
So they thought some he thought he died, some didn't know what happened to him, so he was hidden for 10 months.
所以就在那十个月的时候。
So in those 10 months,
他就用十个月的时间，把这个圣经从希腊原文把它翻成德文。
So what he did was he translated the Bible from Greek into German.
他希腊文马马虎虎。
His Greek was so-so.
他有一个学生叫莫兰顿 ，Melanchthon 是比他好很多。
So he had a student named Melanchthon that helped him.
但是呢，德文来讲，没有人比他更好。
But German, nobody was better than him.
所以十个月之内就把圣经把它翻好。
So in 10 months he translated the Bible.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为印刷术的缘故，现在每个人都可以读圣经。
Because the printing press was invented, that's why everybody could read the Bible.
每一个人都能够知道因信称义的真理。
Everybody could understand the justification by faith.
好了，就在那个时候。
At that time.
他的的确确有很好时间的休息。
So he had a good rest.
但他没有想到。
But he never imagined.
虽然我们知道说他自己，虽我们没有。错，他的的确确，把这个的的确确，带领大家能看见这些亮光。
So he brought people to be able to see the light.
那么等到现在问题在这威丁堡那个地方。
So this place, the Wittenberg.
他在那里长期在那个地方。
So he stayed there for a long time.
所以周围的人都是和他站在一起。
So those who were around that area all were standing with him.
那么在威丁堡的时候，马丁路德不是常常讲道吗
？So in Wittenberg, didn't he speak a lot?
所以因为那个教堂可以说是威丁堡的教堂，城里面的教堂。
Because that cathedral was the Wittenberg cathedral.
结果感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那么当初本来都是偶像的。
Now it used to be full of idols.
结果马丁路德就在山上，在古堡里面的时候。
So when Martin Luther was in the palace.
结果有人就把那些偶像统统打掉。
So people destroyed all those idols.
本来的话，很明显是典型的罗马教堂。
So it used to be a typical Roman Catholic cathedral.
马丁路德也在那里讲过道。
Martin Luther spoke there too.
但现在马丁路德不在。
But now Martin Luther was no longer around.
这些人他们看见了亮光以后。
So after these people saw the light.
不止大学的教授看见了。
Not only the professors saw them.
一般人也看见了。
The general folks saw them.
因为大家都看见了。
Because everybody saw.
大家都知道偶像不对。
Everybody knows that the.
所以一定要把偶像赶掉了。
Idols are wrong. They have to cast it out.
但人到底在肉体里。
But people are still in the flesh.
他们从前不满意这个修士，不满意那个修女。
So they didn't used to be pleased with certain monk or nun.
所以在这个时候，他们的怨气就一起就发作起来了。
This time they set forth their wrath.
圣灵工作的时候
，the Holy Spirit working.
你看，肉体也工作。
The flesh is still working as well.
所以当刚刚改革开始的时候
，so at the start of the Reformation,
一点都没有错。
It was true.
马丁路德脱离了罗马教。
Martin Luther was delivered from Roman Catholicism.
这是没有错的。
That's true.
但一般的百姓在哪里
？But how about the general population?
那么还有一点重要在哪里
？The other important thing.
真正的权柄是在谁的手里呢
？Who had the real authority over?
真正的权柄。是在选侯跟这些贵族的手里。
All the authority were in the hands of the electric king and the royal.
整个的德国。
So all of Germany.
最少有200个诸侯。
You at least have 200 or so electric kings.
从不同不一定 electric king 就是这个就是领袖就是 all 领袖。
Leaders.
每个人都有一块地。
All of them had land.
每一个人都是地主。
All of them were landlords.
你没明白吗？在那个范围里面，他是最大的。
So he was the most important in that piece of land.
所以整个的德国被分大概有两百个这么多的领袖。
So all of Germany had 200 odd leaders.
所以现在你想想看。
So now imagine.
马丁路德清楚了。
Martin Luther was king.
马丁也带着学生也脱离了罗马教会。
Martin Luther also brought his students and came out of Rome. Roman Catholic Church? Can this become an event?
So,
for everybody to awaken, would then this be successful? So because the writings of Martin Luther, and the professors around him passing forth this message,
整个德国都被震动,
so all of Germany was shaken.
那最厉害的就是威丁堡,
now the most shaken was Wittenberg.
那个时候我们说过,
so we said that Martin Luther was still in that castle. He didn't know anything.
不过他们常常从威丁堡带消息给他,
so he would bring messages, they would bring messages for Wittenberg.
后来他得到一个消息,
to receive the message. So the whole Wittenberg was in great confusion.
为什么大乱呢?
Why great confusion?
就是在整个转移的过程里面,
because in the whole transformation process, now it used to be a Roman Catholic cathedral. Also in Wittenberg, where would they go meet? There's only one cathedral they could go.
另外一个古堡, 那个 castle church 是 university church.
The other church, castle church, is the university church.
So for the town people,
so for the town people, they only had this one place to go
to.
So now they saw. So they saw the
light.
Can they still stand? Are they going to go for mass?
当然不是的,
of course not.
所以你看见吗?
So you see that? Because of this, so they woke up. So they destroyed all the idols. And they started meeting.
所以第一个路德会,
so the first Lutheran church,
第一个更正教会,
the first Methodist church,
他们所聚会的地方,
or Reformed church,
他们所聚会的地方,
the place they met,
就是把原来天主堂把它改过来的,
so they transformed the Roman Catholic cathedral.
在整个的过程里面,
in the whole process,
有许多肉体在那长,
many flesh taking
measure.
There are many unrighteous things.
很多修士受了逼迫,
some monks were persecuted.
很多修女被赶出去,
some nuns were cast out.
甚至他们受了许多的羞辱,
and they were put to shame.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这些消息都传到马丁路德的耳朵里面,
all these messages came to Martin Luther.
那么在雪上又加霜的一件事是什么呢?
Now to add fuel to the fire,
那时候刚好有一个革命叫做农民的革命,
and there was a revolution there called the peasant revolution.
那为什么是农民的革命呢?
Now why was the peasant revolution?
因为在欧洲, 在德国内,
because in Germany the peasants were persecuted.
所以谁压迫他们?
So who persecuted them?
就是德国这200个带头的,
it was these 200 odd feudal lords.
所以明白吗? 按照公义来讲,
according to righteousness,
他们受逼迫,
they were persecuted.
马丁路德当然站在他们这一边,
Martin Luther of course stood on their hands.
但是你知道就在那个时候,
but at that time,
等到他们以为是马丁路德一定站在他那边,
so they thought that Martin Luther would stand on their side.
结果呢, 他们就起来, 革命了, 就起来, 就跟那个, 就跟这个, 跟这些王子啊, 他们就打起来了,
so then they started to fight with these 200 landlords.
所以马丁路德就化妆, 他怕被别人看见, 就化妆了, 就回到爱丁堡, 就解决这些所有的问题,
so he disguised himself and back to Wittenberg to take care of these things.
他就责备这些农民,
and then he rebuked these peasants. He thought they were wrong. He quoted Romans
13:1.
We ought to submit to all authority. So then he told all those landlords that you could deal with them strictly.
因为背叛这件事神所不许可的,
because to do such a thing is not pleasing to God.
马丁路德到底是人,
Martin Luther was a man.
他有的地方是做得对的,
some things he did right.
他在用的词太重,
but the words he used was very strong.
他没有想到就伤了所有农民的心,
so he didn't imagine that he hurt all of the peasants' hearts.
所以最后农民果然被镇压下来了,
so the peasants, they were pushed down.
那因为农民就镇压下来的缘故,
and because the peasants items are put down.
好了，你就知道说现在很明显的马丁路德不是站在农民的这一边。
So now obviously Martin Luther was not standing on the side of the peasants.
农民都是很简单的。
The peasants were all very simple people.
那么好了，结果呢？他因着他不同情农民的原因。
Now because he did not endear himself with the peasants.
还有因着被压下来的原因。
Now because they were put down.
那么这些做长官，这些诸侯们。
Now these landlords, these royals,
他们就觉得是马丁路德帮了他们。
They felt Martin Luther helped them.
所以在那个时候，一面他们不愿意一直长期在罗马的压迫底下。
So on the one hand, they didn't want to be persecuted by the Roman Catholic Church.
所以他有民族情感。
So they had this nationalistic thought.
他们希望能够独立。
So they wanted to become independent.
所以从这个角度来讲，他们不管改革不改革，他们觉得借着马丁路德，我们可以从罗马的控制底下拯救出来。
So whether there's reform or not, they felt that they could become independent of the Roman Catholic Church.
那另外一方面呢
？On the other hand,
因为马丁路德一句话，他们保住他们的土地了。
Now because of Martin Luther, they were able to keep their land.
所以不管他们是什么样的动机
，No matter what their motive was，
结果你看见了所有这些德国的王子们
，So all of these princes and kings in Germany，
所有这些人他们通通站在马丁路德
，All of them stood on the side of Martin Luther。
所以现在有个政治的力量
，So there was a political power now，
能把所有的人把它组织起来
，They can organize everybody。
所以有一个地方叫托稿
，So there's a place called
Togo。托稿这个地方呢，可以，这个地方是个风景很美丽的地方。
This is a beautiful place.
那么也是这些诸侯们他们喜欢住的地方。
So this is where these princes and kings live.
所以这些王子们常常聚在一起。
So these princes often gather together.
他们能看见马丁路德所看见的。
So they could see what Martin Luther saw.
有的是真心的。
Some are true from the heart.
有的是不单纯的。
Some are have other motives.
但是不管怎么样
，No matter what，
这些 princes，
these princes，
因着同情马丁路德的缘故
，because they sympathize with Martin。
他们称他做 evangelical princes，
so they call themselves evangelical princes。
他们是为了福音的
，they're for the gospel。
所以你看见吗？借着他们的缘故
，through them，
你看见一个地方一个地方，我们因为都在他们的权下
，so they were all under his power。
所以那么只要他们有权的地方
，no wherever they had power，
那么很自然的，你看那些修士也好啊，修女也好，那原来的天主教慢慢他们就退掉了，很清楚。
So you saw the monks and the nuns。They would retreat.
因为根本在他的范围嘛。
Because it's all within their land.
你只要君王导向马丁路，导向改革，那么好了，整个的城就导向改革，没有问题的。
So the princes lean towards Martin Luther, then the whole city would do it.
所以一个一个天主教堂就变成了更正教的礼拜
堂。So one by one, this Roman Catholic cathedrals became a Reformed church.
不过那个时候他们自己盖了一个。
But then they built their own.
就在托高盖了一个。
In Togo they built it.
那是整个改革历史的第一个礼拜自己盖的礼拜。
So the first Reformed church built by themselves.
你如果比较那个礼拜堂和后来其他礼拜堂一比较的话。
So if you compare that building and the other buildings later.
你就知道马丁路德心里想什么。
You know what Martin Luther was thinking.
所以他讲到那个礼拜堂的时候。
So when he speaks about that church building.
他把它弄得非常非常的简单。
Made it very simple.
我们去看过的都知道
，We all went there。
你看见是非常非常简单敬拜的地方。
It's a very simple place of worship。
他告诉我们说，这个礼拜天可以有，也可以没有。
So you can have this church building or not。
他如果有一天如果没有机会在这里聚会，他说我们在哪里都可以聚会。
That if we cannot meet here, we can meet anywhere。
你不要弄错了。
Don't make a mistake。
在马丁路德的时候，他就这样想的。
During the time of Martin Luther, he felt this way。
他不认为礼拜堂就是敬拜神的圣殿。
He didn't think that the church building is the synagogue,
哪里都
or the temple of God.
哪里都可以敬拜。
Anywhere you can worship.
你看，这是马丁路德。
So
this Martin Luther. 而且礼拜堂是越简单越好。
So the simpler the better.
所以明白吗？我们如果真的去看过那个礼拜堂，我们有的人拍了那个照片。
If you go to the church building, you see that.
那刚好在
people took pictures.
刚好在古堡里面。
It's in the castle itself.
在整个这个改革运动里面。
So in the whole reform movement,
if
you see the first church building,
不是卫兵堡,
is not Wittenberg.
Wittenberg 那是改过来的。
Wittenberg was transformed.
你一直到 Torgau 离开 Wittenberg 不远的地方。
So if you go to Torgau, not far from Wittenberg,
大概半个钟头的车
程。Half an hour from there.
那里有个很漂亮的城。
There was a beautiful city.
马丁路德说从他认为很少一个城市那么漂亮美丽的。
He felt that there were rarely such a beautiful place.
远远你可以看到很美丽的古堡。
You could see a beautiful palace.
在古堡里面就盖了第一个这样的礼拜。
In this castle, they built the first church meeting place.
所以慢慢慢慢地用什么
？Slowly, brother.
你看见这个教会不再是罗马教会。
The church no longer was the Roman Catholic church.
很清楚的。
Very clearly.
所以现在你看见说他们有自己盖的礼拜堂。
So they had a meeting place they built themselves.
起头他们没有叫它路德会。
In the beginning, they didn't call them the Lutheran church.
起头他们叫这真秀真就是主自己的教会。
So they knew that there was the church of Christ.
所以那个时候。然后你看，他们只知道圣灵怎么在他们身上工作。
So、they only knew the work of the Holy Spirit upon them.
他们没有自己的计划。
They didn't have their own plan.
你看，也慢慢慢慢，整个的环境造成这种情形。
So the whole environment caused such an event.
都不是马丁路德设计的。
It was all the design of Martin Luther.
结果慢慢慢慢，你看有一个局面，有一个教会，好像就不是罗马天主教了。
And then you started seeing a church that was not the same as the Roman Catholic Church.
而且马丁路德写了好几首诗歌。
And then Martin Luther wrote many hymns.
他觉得每个人如果都是祭司的话
so if everybody was a priest,
你就在别的地方不动，起码你唱诗，你嘴巴总要动的。
If you don't move anywhere else, at least you can sing hymns.
所以这样就能给我们看，大家都是祭司。
You see, everybody is a priest.
所以你知道最早大家一起唱诗歌的就是威丁堡那个礼拜堂。
So the first place they started to sing hymns was in Wittenberg.
所以现在全世界看见的。
So the whole world was
seeing. 一面是罗马天主教。
On the one hand is Roman Catholic Church.
另一面就是。
On the other hand, you have the Reformed.
所以现在很明显，表面上看，你看这个教会跟那个教会不一样的。
So you see that this church is different than that church.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
现在慢慢有人就说了。
Slowly someone would say.
你看马丁路德做了改革的工作。
Martin Luther did the work of Reformation.
本来是黑暗的罗马天主教会。
It used to be a dark Roman Catholic church.
现在真是基督的教会。
Now it's truly the Church of Christ.
现在你看见基督是元首。
You see the church, Christ is the head of the church.
所有蒙恩得救人都是基督的。
All those who are saved are the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
你现在明白了？
Now you understand?
这是整个的过程。
So this is the whole process.
所以慢慢慢慢演变的结果。
So as you saw the change,
不是在威丁堡，
not just in Wittenberg.
你到德国各个地方，
if you go to different places in Germany,
尤其你到另外一个地方，我们昨天说过 Strasbourg.
If you go to Strasbourg,
你看见那里很明显圣灵做了很奇妙的工作。
You saw how the Holy Spirit did an amazing work there.
所以你看见主在这里很明显的主就兴起就兴就就。就恢复了他自己的教会。
So here the Lord restored His own church.
那么历史就慢慢慢慢往前演变。
So history started moving forward.
那我讲过的。
I already mentioned.
你看见吗
？You see that?
对马丁路德自己的安全就是王子，就是德国的权势来保护他的。
So Martin Luther himself was protected by Germany.
那因着这个缘故。
Because of this,
很明显，你看，这不是马丁路德是受保护的。
Very clearly that you see, not only Martin Luther was protected.
连路德教会都是受保护。
Even the Lutheran church is protected.
如果那个教会不是被保护的话
，If that church was not protected,
那么老早你看见说就没不可能存在。
Then it would no longer exist.
所以整个马丁路德存在跟教会的存在
，So the existence of the Roman Catholic Church and Martin Luther
跟德国的权势发生关系。
The existence of the Reformed Church and Martin Luther has to do with the political power of Germany.
德国跟在德国的教会很明显是在权势的保护底下。
So the Reformed Church was under the protection of the German government.
换一句话说，
in other words,
是在世界的保护底下。
It was protected by the world.
马丁路德和他同工们。
That Martin Luther and his co-workers,
他们知道根据圣经教会应该是什么样的。
They knew that according to the Bible, what the church should be.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
他们的话不是最后的话。
Their word is not the final word.
因为谁最有资格说话呢
？So who was the most worthy to speak?
你看见最有权柄的人最有资格说话。
Is whoever has the most authority should be able to speak.
平常的时候他听他们的话。
Normally he would listen to them.
但到了重要关口的时候。
But during important matters,
谁的话是最高的呢
？Who is the most important word?
当然这。德国的权势的话是最高的。
Of course, the authorities and these princes, their words count.
所以在这个情形底下
，So under such circumstances,
教会是独立的吗
？A church is independent?
不是的。
No, it's not.
你看见从前罗马教会
，So it used to be the Roman Catholic Church.
你看见外面有 有皇有罗马帝国。
Outwardly, you have the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国代表政治的权势。
The Roman Empire speaks of the political world.
教皇是管皇帝的身体。
The Pope takes care of the king's body.
这个皇帝是管教皇的灵魂。
So,
不是，皇帝是管教皇的身体，教皇是管皇帝的灵魂。
So the emperor takes care of the pope's body, and the pope takes care of the king's spiritual situation.
不管怎么样，因为教会仍旧在世界里面的缘故。
No matter what, because the church is still in the world.
所以我们看见说，教会不管怎么样，跟世界是连在一起。
So you see that the world and the church are connected.
教会不可能不受世界的影响。
The church cannot but be influenced by the world.
现在教会纯洁化。
So now the church has become pure.
没有偶像了。
No idols.
大相信因信称义。
Everybody believes in justification by faith.
但是因着历史的缘故。
But because of history's sake.
在开始马丁路德跟整个的教会好像在世界的保护底下。
Now, as if Martin Luther and the church was under the protection of the world.
现在马丁路德心中有一种的痛苦。
Now Martin Luther had a pain in himself.
那个痛苦就证明不是他当初所要。
That suffering was not something he wanted from the beginning.
是整个的时事逼着马丁路德走一条路。
So it's the whole circumstances caused him to walk a certain way.
你明白吗？
You understand?
这是马丁路德所不看，
this is what Martin Luther didn't want to see.
他认为是教会应该是包括所有蒙恩得救的。
He thought that the church should include all those that are born again.
但是现在因为形势的缘故。
But because of the actual circumstances.
所有这个选侯管辖的地方，只要是那里的人，通通是这个教会里面。
Everybody who was in the territory of these lords.Would belong to the church.
所以现在教会刚才讲的就很重要 ，territory 就变成 territory church.
So now it became a territory church.
你明白吗？你只要在这个领土里面
，so as long as you're in this territory,
你就是这个教会的人。
You belong to the church.
如果整个德国是统一的话
，if the whole Germany is united,
你只要是生在德国了，你就是。德国教会的人。
So if you're born in Germany, you're a member of the church in Germany.
这样德国教会变成国教了。
Now the German church became the national church.
但是为什么因德国国教不是？为什么德国教会不是国教呢
？Well, why is the church not a national church?
因为德国是分裂的。
Because Germany was divided.
分成一块一块的领土。
They were divided into multiple territories.
在这个领土里面。
In that territory.
你看见说最高的领袖是谁呢
？The most important leader, who was that?
最能够影响。教会的谁呢
？Who could influence the church most?
是这些权势。
It's these princes and the lords.
所以你看见马丁路德有个很深的痛苦。
So Martin Luther had a great suffering.
他说他巴不得有，他是好几次这样谈论。
He said many times.
他一面看他很不满意。
On the one hand, he wasn't pleased.
他不能做什么。
He couldn't do anything.
所以他就有一个盼望。
So he had a hope.
他有一个心中的愿望。
He had a desire in his heart.
他说巴不得有一天在教会里面能看见小教会。
And that one day in the great church, you could see the little church.
这个大的教会
This great church.
只是外面看得见
Is this outward visible.
比如说被世界影响的这个教会
Yes, this church is influenced by the world.
巴不得能找到一帮蒙恩得救的
That you may find a group of ones that are born again.
他们都能在饼和杯里面有份
They can all have a part in the bread and the cup.
马丁路德看得很清楚
Martin Luther was very clear.
他心中非常的痛苦
His heart was suffering.
虽然他为了主的
So because for the Lord's sake,
他做了恢复的工作
He did the work of reformation.
但他不能够完全照着主的心意
But he couldn't do it completely according to the will of God.
这就是为什么主对撒迪教会说
So that's why the Lord told the church in Sardis.
你在神面前没有一样是完全
In the eyes of God, none of your works are complete.
你有因信称义
You have justification by faith.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在已经不再有那些不再有那些外面的。
Thank the Lord, there's no longer these outward things.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
没有一样是完全。
Not one thing is complete.
因为这个世界好像仍旧在世界的权，教会仍旧在世界的权。
Because the church is still under the influence of the world.
然后很多事情是马丁路德没有想象的。
Many things Martin Luther didn't imagine.
他知道。
He knew.
迟早有一天。
Sooner or later.
罗马天主教一定要有武力的。
The Roman Catholic Church one day will use a military force.
他结果他说预言。
And then he prophesied.
他说我活着的时候。
As I live.
因为活着，你知道这些，他跟这些王子们
这些关系好得很。
So him and these princes, he had a great relationship.
他们绝对站在他这一边。
They stood on his side.
他们完全同情他。
They sympathized with him.
但他知道仇敌不会甘心。
But then he knew that the enemy wouldn't be willing.
他讲了预言。
So he prophesied.
他说什么时候我死的那一天。
So the day I die.
他们要打起来的。
They're going to start fighting.
他们一定要用武力把这些拿回去。
So they would fight against the Germans to take it back.
他一定这样的。
They will do that.
结果他的预言果然应验。
So his prophecy was fulfilled.
到了1546年，他被主接去的时候。
In 1546, when he was taken by the Lord.
现在果然皇帝发动了战争。
So the Roman emperor sent forth a command.
从1546年打到1546年打到1555年。
So from 1546 to 1555.
你想想看，一共打了九年的战争。
So a 9-year war.
他们还是没有把德国拿下来。
They couldn't take back Germany.
你看见吗？这是第一次的宗教战争。
This is the first religious war.
现在我拿你没有办法。
So I could do nothing with you.
但是现在因为帝罗马皇，因为那个皇帝是跟教皇是连在一起的。
So because the emperor was connected to the pope.
所以教皇就透过这个皇帝。
So the pope through the emperor.
我既然拿马丁路德没有办法。
So I cannot do anything with Martin.
现在我用武力能够把它通通的拿回来。
So I want to use military force to take it all back.
所以果然这个战争打了九年。
So this war was fought for 9 years.
但是最后呢，他们终于有个和平的协定。
So they had a peace treaty.
这个和平协定是在一个地方叫 Augsburg 地方在那里签订的。
It was signed in Augsburg.
那么这个是很有名的和平协定。
So there's a very famous peace treaty.
后来这就成为了欧洲一个很重要的和平协定。
So this became a very important treaty in Europe.
这个协定是怎么讲的呢？
What did this agreement say?
告诉我们说。
Tell us that.
他说，现在你要问，这是谁的领，谁是这个领土的主人？
So who is the lord of this land?
那么，这样说吧，这个领土的主人相信什么？
Whatever the a person owning this piece of land, whatever he believes in.
我暂时用英文先说一下好吗？就是 whose territory, whose religion. 你只要是谁的领土，那么这个人他这个领主所相信的宗教就是全体的宗教。
是
这个领土里面的宗教。
Yes.
那什么意思呢？意思是说，如果这个带头的人他相信罗马天主教的话。
So if whoever this territory belongs to,
那么所有这个领土里面的人，通通要信罗马。
Everybody in that territory will have.